belongs to you. Yes, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. I praise. My hallelujah belongs to you. Every worshiper, let's sing that together. My hallelujah belongs to you, to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Why? You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you, to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Ooh, my hallelujah belongs to you, to you. And our hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of the glory belongs to you, to you. And all of the glory belongs to you. Let's sing this one more time. Why? You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. Hallelujah. We bless your name this morning, Lord. We honor you. Thank you. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say it like you mean it. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. It won't work. God will do what he said he will do. He will stand by his word. And he will come through. God will do what he said he's gonna do. Stand by his word, by his word. No, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, prosper. No way, no way. No way. Say it like you mean it, saints. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, prosper, prosper. stand on his word. The Lord won't let it work. It won't work. Because God will do what he said he will do. He's not a man that he should lie, and he will come through. God will do what he said he's gonna do. Stand by his word, by his word. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And it won't work. It just won't work. It won't work. Stand on his word. Feel it in your spirit. He'll cover you. He'll protect you. It just won't work. Thank you, Lord. Great is thy mercy. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. And your tender mercy I see day after day. Forever faithful towards me. Come on, Mother. Praise with me. Your loving kindness towards me. Come on, my brother. Come on. Your tender mercies I see. Come on, young person. Day after day. Sing with me, my sisters. Forever faithful towards me. Put a smile in your voice. Your loving kindness towards me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. And I can hear the songbird sing. Forever faithful towards me. Come on, Sister Sharon. Your loving kindness towards me. Come on, Dr. V, Dr. Piccolo. Your tender mercies I see. Come on, Brenda. Day after day, forever faithful towards me. Come on, Rosalind. Your loving kindness towards me. Come on, Willa. Your tender mercies I see day after day. Okay, Master's Call family, let's sing it together. Sing it with praise. Praise your way through this situation. Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercies. Your tender mercy towards we. Hey, day after day, forever faithful towards we. Hey, your loving kindness towards we. Yes, great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Hallelujah.
Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you this morning, Father God. Father God, we come to you, Father God, humble. Father God, we come to you boldly. Father God, we ask you to forgive us of all our sins, Father God, if we did something, said something, or even thought something that wasn't pleasing to you, Father God, we ask you to forgive us. Father God, we thank you for protecting us all night long as we slept, Father God. Oh, Father God, we just can't thank you enough for all that you do, Father God, because you don't have to do it, but you do. And we just thank you this morning, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for being who you are, Father God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Father God, we just ask you to continue to protect our children this morning, Father God, as they go to and fro, Father God. Father God, we ask you to send out the angels and dispatch them, Father God, to put a wedge of protection around our TMC family this morning, Father God. Father God, we just thank you this morning, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to look down on the bereavement this morning, Father God, because we know it's a lot of people that didn't make it this morning, Father God, but you blessed us and woke us up this morning, Father God. We just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you, Father God. You're an awesome, awesome God, Father God, because we know can't nobody do it like you do, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to look down on our leaders this morning, Father God, and open their mind, their soul, their body, their spirit, and their heart, Father God, that they do right amongst your sheep, Father God. Father God, we just want to thank you for being the doctor that you are, Father God, the healer that you are, Father God, the judge that you are, Father God. We just thank you this morning, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to touch the homeless, Father God, and continue to provide for them, Father God. For you say you'll supply all our needs, Father God. You say we have not because we ask not, Father God. We ask you this morning, Father God, to touch, Father God. Heal, Father God, among the land, Father God, because we know that you are in control of all and you know all, Father God. And we just thank you this morning, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to touch the messenger this morning, Father God. As they increase, Father God, we ask you. As they decrease, Father God, we ask you to increase, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to fill us with anointing, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who you sent to die for our sins, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father God, we thank you this morning, Father God, for all that you do, Father God. We just want to say thank you. Oh, thank you, Father God. Father God, we pray this morning in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Host, are you there?
I am here, Brother Darrell. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Ruth, for ushering us into the presence of the Lord with worship. And thank you, Brother Darrell, for greeting and seating us and hosting and opening us up in prayer. Again, I say good morning, good morning, good morning to my TMC and welcome to the Master's Call. I am Prophet Kai and I reside in the great city and state of San Antonio, Texas, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. This call is all about the Master and it was started on October 25th, 2010 by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts. And because of their yes, we can come together each day, Monday through Friday, to get a word for such a time as this. And we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And because we know our God is a God of order, we know that we know that we know that this call is founded on scripture. And that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start the call in prayer. We end the call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. We have a website, which is themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. And all the messages have been archived and recorded on the site from the beginning of the call, as well as our speakers' bios. And our theme, which for this year is strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. And that comes from Mark 16:15 through 20. That's Mark 16:15 through 20.
And we are just so glad that you joined us this morning. And if you feel like you are being led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a psalmist, as a greeter, as a host, or if you feel like the Lord has given you a word for such a time as this, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. The new morning motivational call is held Monday through Friday immediately following this call by a group of dynamic leaders throughout Artist Life, giving us the vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 667-770-1525, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 667-770-1525, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. And today is Testimonial Thursday, so make sure you're joining and getting in on all the prosperous and promotional information about the products. So now I am going to move out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room this morning can come forward and bless our socks off. And today's messenger needs no introduction. She is one of our sisters in leadership on the call, none other than Minister Willa Peterson. Minister Willa has been married to Gerald Peterson for more than 43 years and is the mother of three grown children, Javen, Keenan, and Macy, and the grandmother of two, just a beautiful and adorable grandbabies. In October 2016, Minister Willa and Jerry retired to Tampa, Florida, after living in their hometown of Oak Park, Illinois, for more than 38 years. Minister Willa was a member of the Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois, until relocating to Tampa. Minister Willa also serves on the Justice Ministry, which seeks fairness and equality for Tampa residents in Hillsborough County. Additionally, Minister Willa is a certified health coach, health and wellness coach and educator. She has over 20 years of experience with knowledge of food and that nourishes the body at the cellular level, as well as knowledge of the key ingredients to living a healthier, more productive lifestyle. Minister Willa is excited about the new chapter of her life in Tampa. However, most of all, she is excited about getting to know the people in Tampa and sharing the love and knowledge of the Lord, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. She loves the Lord and his word and strives to let the love show in every area of her life. I will get out of the way and introduce to some and present to others none other than my very good friend and sister, Minister Willa Peterson. Minister Willa, are you there? Minister Willa, unmute your phone.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, and thank you, Prophet Kai, for your kind introduction of me. Thank you, Minister Ruth, for leading us in worship this morning. Psalm 22:3 tells us God inhabits the praises of his people. Thank you, Brother Darrell, for greeting and feeding the people of God this morning and for your powerful prayer. And thank you, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pacola, for once again providing the platform for us to sow in the gifts God has already provided. Your continually pushing us out of the nest has made room for new eaglets to reap the guidance and love you have provided for each of us. No pressure there, my family. We have all grown and are now sowing in the purpose and plan that God has for us. Many of us would not have realized our potential without this platform. So, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pacola, I love and appreciate you. You are both in my thoughts and prayers daily as God leads you in the direction he would have you to go. Now, God, all of you and none of me, as you use me as your mouthpiece this morning, I pray, God, that you open my mouth and that you speak forth. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, family, as I thought and prayed about what message to bring to you this morning, my thoughts first went to a word that would encourage you as we embark upon this upcoming Thanksgiving and holiday season. That message would have been appropriate for this season, as some of us will experience this holiday season with a lot of firsts. However, that message is not where God directed me. You see, family, as I have listened to a number of our past messages here on the Master's Call and the challenges many of our prayer warriors are facing, as I have evaluated recent occurrences and challenges in my life, the Holy Spirit led me to the conclusion that we are doing a mighty work for God, and Satan is not thrilled because of this. So it is no surprise that while we are facing these battles, be they spiritually, physically, financially, or otherwise, he is not happy. But to God be the glory, because we understand that God has something greater for us, and so that we do not need to cave into Satan's ploys when we stand sure-footed proclaiming the victory in the name of Jesus. So, with that said, of my understanding of Satan's attempts brings me to the title of my message, We Must Spot the Devil Afar Off. 1 Peter 5, verses 8 and 9 says, Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And that's an important word, that verb, seeking whom he may devour. So it doesn't have to be us. He's seeking. We don't have to be there for him to do that. So those of you who have been on the Master's Call for quite some time may remember I brought a message by the same title in 2017. I mentioned at that time that my other BGFF's grandmother, and, you know, I have my BBG, my BGFF's Pastor Candy, but then I have another BGFF, and she had a grandmother who would use the term spot the devil afar off. Well, at that time, being young and not walking closely with the Lord, I didn't even bother to ask her what she meant by that phrase. You know how older people are. They're always saying things that the young people don't think much about. And now I am that older person, and now I find myself saying some of the same adages like Granny said. And so I know that, you know, that's what we older people do. Well, when I talked about spotting the devil afar off in 2017, I referenced Satan's attacks in our health, in our finances, and in our relationships. And he has not stopped attacking in those areas of health and finances. And, of course, those are critical areas to discuss. However, for the sake of what the Holy Spirit placed on my heart, I will talk about how cunning Satan is in tearing down relationships, particularly families and church families. Jesus tells us in John 8:44, you are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He is a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Of late, it appears Satan is close up to us rather than far off. But we must spot the devil afar off, shutting, even before he gets close up, shutting him down. You see, with the arrival of COVID-19, we have all seen his operations in action. Families are at odds with one another about getting the vaccine or not getting the vaccine, about not allowing visits from those who have not been vaccinated if the family members have been vaccinated. There are divisions in church groups over the same issue, anti-vaxxers versus vaxxers, mask versus no mask. There have been heated discussions and even physical violence about one's opinion. All the while, Satan sits back And as I can imagine him saying to himself, let him go at it. I'm getting what I want, division. Even here on the master's call, we are not all on the same page regarding the vaccine. And family, I'm just going to be honest. I was feeling some kind of way about some of the choices that were made. And then the Holy Spirit pricked my heart and revealed to me what Satan is attempting to do, and that is to create havoc and division in the camp. So I had to repent and shut down Satan's attempts through prayer, fasting, and the word of God. You see, we must spot the devil afar off. Satan is the author of confusion and does not mind creating disorder amongst us, particularly God's children. In the book I read entitled Fervent, the author Priscilla Shire explains Satan's strategies this way, and it goes, quote, if I were your enemy, I'd seek to disintegrate your family and destroy every member of it. I'd tear away your trust and unity and turn everyone's love inward on themselves. I would make sure your family didn't look anything like it's supposed to be, because then people would look at your Christian marriage, your Christian kids, and see you're no different, no stronger than anybody else, that God, underneath it all, really doesn't change anything. End of quote. What a powerful statement. We cannot allow Satan to have that kind of control in our families, in our churches, in our relationships, in our homes. So what can we do to unarm Satan from his attempts to wreak destruction in the relationships? Well, number one, we can ask God to show me me and to show you you. Upon what the Holy Spirit says, and whether we like it or not, God, show me me. And I know Dr. Vanessa says that a lot. 1 Samuel 15:22 says, obedience is better than sacrifice. Do not allow pride and or anger over a decision that differs from yours to hold you in bondage. We want to please our Father by living a peaceable life with everyone. And Romans 12:18 puts it this way, if it is possible, and we know with God all things are possible, as much as it depends on you, live peaceably with all men. And he didn't say with some men, but with all. That means everybody or everybody. Paul, in this verse, was not referring to just those who agree with you, but with everyone. Remember, we are the only church that some will see. We must spot the devil afar off. Number two, be compassionate. Colossians 3:12 says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. We all go through something in our lives and need the therefore in verse 12 that comes before what it is, therefore in this verse 12, where it is there that comes before verses 8, which says, put off these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language of your mouth. And verse 10 says, and put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge, according to the image of him who created him. And I went back there because my pastor, Pastor Bill Winston, used to say, if you see a therefore, figure out what it is there for. So that's why I went back to verse 8. You see, living a compassionate life and putting off the bad things that God does not want us to do, like the anger, the wrath, the malice, the filthy language, and putting on compassion
and long-suffering and meekness and bearing one another and forgiving one another. This is not a one-time occurrence, family, but a lifestyle as we spot the devil afar off. And I'm going to share something with you about my point about being compassionate. About 3 months ago, I asked my son how his mother-in-law was doing, as I knew she had been battling cancer. Our relationship, the mother-in-law and I, his mother-in-law and my relationship, had been estranged over the years, and I had been praying for reconciliation in our relationship. I called her to ask how she was doing, and I wanted to pray with her. And as usual, as in previous times, there was no answer. So I sent her a text asking her how she was doing. And her response to my text was as follows, quote, "We are doing good. No fever, no difficulty breathing, a little cough, and just tired. Health providers check on us to see if our symptoms have changed, and so far it has remained constant." From her text, those symptoms didn't sound like anything associated with cancer. So I called my son and read the text to him. And he told me they found out that she and her husband had been diagnosed with COVID-19. But she didn't want anyone to know because she thought that my son and her daughter would have gone and said, and because they had been trying to tell her to get the vaccine, and she and her husband refused. And so they thought, and they thought that they would say, "I told you so." When in fact, my son's response and his wife's response was one of compassion. Instead, their response was one of apathy, empathy, and kindness. And they wanted to know, what can we do to help? So it was nothing like what she thought. The other way we can fight the devil afar off is to show respect, love, grace, and grace, even when the thought process differs and the actions and decisions are different from our own. Romans 12, verses 9 through 21, and I'm not going to read it, I'm just going to paraphrase it, instructs us on how to behave like a Christian despite how we feel about the wrong that someone has done. Romans 12, 21 says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Now, how are we to show respect, love, and grace? Well, A, forgive. As we are forgiving of others, so will our Father in heaven forgive us. B, seek God for direction and the conversation you should have, if needed, with the persons or person. Stop going around holding a grudge. Half the time, most of the folks don't even know what you're upset about anyway. And just have a conversation, and oftentimes you will see what you thought isn't really what it was. We must spot the devil afar off. Luke 6, verse 45 says, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. An evil man out of the evil of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of our heart, the mouth speaks." And finally, C, just let it go. Once you've had that conversation, move forward. Satan would love nothing more for you than to hold on to the remnants of whatever was said or done that caused you to have some kind of attitude and for the relationship to be altered negatively. So, in order to spot the devil afar off, we must ask God to show you you and for God to show me me. Be compassionate, show respect, love, and grace by having a spirit of forgiveness, by seeking God's direction if a conversation is needed, and then by letting go of whatever it is. You see, family, we cannot afford to let Satan have a foothold in our relationships. Neither he nor his cohorts can do that when we remember that we are sent out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, we must be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. And that's in Matthew 10:16. The Word of God gives us a built-in opportunity to sabotage Satan's tactics as we win the victory over him. For that, the glory be to God. I pray this message has set some of our family members free, because it certainly set me free. Back to you, Prophet Kai.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Willa, for that on-time word. I will be calling you back for the benediction, but first let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for the woman of God who just brought that powerful word forward, that freeing word that sets minds and hearts free. We thank you and ask you right now to just pour back in the virtue that she has poured out into us 100-fold. We thank you because we know that you are in control and that you are the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. We thank you, Lord, because you are doing the exceeding and abundant more than she can hope or ask according to the power that worketh in her. We ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Touch Dr. Pecola's body right now in the name of Jesus. We send the Jehovah Rapha healing her way. Touch her mind, her body, and just have it line up with your perfect will, your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her. We ask right now that you continue to be the peace which passes all understanding for Dr. Vanessa and her family. Continue as they just continue to process through this first year, oh Heavenly Father. We ask you right now to just continue to be their joy, unspeakable joy. We ask that you touch the Desdalion family, be a hedge of protection around them as they continue to pursue your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for artist life. We ask that you could touch the TMC family, those who are dealing with times of bereavement. Touch Minister Robin and her family right now, oh Lord. We know that you have worked it out for their good and your glory, and as they continue to process in this time of bereavement, touch Roberta Rice and her family, oh Heavenly Father. Touch Brother Eugene, continue to give them everything that they need to continue to process through. Lord, we know that you have already done it. We don't have to wait for the, and we can praise you right now. We don't have to wait for the manifestation. So we thank you for continuing to just love us more than we can even love ourselves, for being our guidance, for being that peace in the midst of the storm, for allowing us to turn to you, Father, in our weakness, Father, because you are made strong. So we thank you and glorify you because we know that we know that we know that you loved us more than we can even love ourselves. You counted every hair on our head before our conception. So we thank you, Father, that you have done it, that it is done and is sealed in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and today is Testimonial Thursday. We are so glad that each and every one of you have joined us here on the Master's Call, and we look forward to hearing you all tomorrow. I want to thank our very own Minister Ruth for ushering us into the presence with worship this morning, and thank Brother Darrell for seating and greeting us this morning, and of course to our mouthpiece with the message from this morning, Minister Willa, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for allowing the Lord to use you as he saw fit and to bring forward such a word for such a time as this. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you, Prophet Kai. Psalm 19:14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And God, because there is nothing that you do not see, so we pray, God, that as we go out this day, that we will be the Christian, God, that we will be the mouthpiece, that we will be the voice, that we will be the words that are seasoned with grace to whomever we meet. As I said, we are the only church that many people see. So, God, use us. God, I pray that you put a hedge of protection around us today, Lord. I pray that you watch over our families, God. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you grant us peace. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. As I always say, my family, from my heart to yours, just know that I love me some you. Have a blessed day, and we look forward to hearing you tomorrow morning. Goodbye.